To kick off 2026, we will feature a dumb birthday game from January 2nd, 1994, which I have titled The Deli. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Italian influences and some sharp commentary later. Players: Denise, Ed in Boston, Marie from Revere, George and Everett, John Kelly producing and playing in studio, I'm on the phone, and Aaron Sawyer in traffic. The birthdays: Jim Baker, Julius LaRosa, Daniel Rostenkowski, and then we jump to Monday the 3rd for Mel Gibson, Victor Borga, Jesse White, Dabney Coleman, and Bobby Hull. Episode 269, The Deli, slices its way to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, that's the game we're going to play now, in which I tell you who's born on this day, January 2nd. You tell me how old they are, and we'll just have just so much fun with this really simple game. Thank you so much. I'll introduce you to the panel, because I know you want to know who they are. And we have the very lovely Denise. Hello.
Hello.
How nice of you to stay up this late.
Oh, for you, Norm?
Anything. Oh, yeah. Oh, anything? Anything? Anything?
Sure.
You're a lovely person, and I appreciate that. And we have Ed, who lives here in Boston. Hi, Ed.
How you doing, Norm?
Fine. I'm doing just fine. I hope you're doing fine also, big guy.
Good.
Have you played the dumb birthday game before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago. Did you do fantastically well?
Well, I got one right one night.
Well, that isn't too bad. You didn't just strike out totally.
All right.
And what the heck, as long as we have fun, who cares?
Sure.
That's the way I look at it. Marie, the lovely Marie from Revere.
Hello, Norm.
Hello, Marie.
How are you?
Just fine. Thank you very much. I'm fine. You're all excited about this. I can just tell by the excitement that's building in your voice.
That's true.
Okay. We have George also. George is in my old hometown of Everett. Hi, George. I'm glad that you're going to be playing the game with us.
Thank you.
I was trying to think of the name of that thing that was carved into the front of the Parland Junior High School. It's called Character.
Yes.
Now you remember. Okay, and we'd get the mimeographed sheets of that. It was Parland's Creed.
Yeah.
I would have all young men, and he would go on and on like that. Yeah. Somebody sent me a copy of that recently, and as I looked at it, I thought, by golly, this man really had a piece of junk here with that. That was, I don't know, it just seemed so out of date, you know. It probably was out of date when we were memorizing it.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to say about that, eh, George?
Well,
okay.
Nobody pays much attention to it.
I guess that's probably so. Okay, we also have, we have John Kelly, our producer, who'll be playing the game. Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We also have, what a cast of a lot of people here. We have another producer, Tony Ness, but hey, I'm glad to hear from you, Tony.
Hello, Norm. Excuse me for one second, though.
All right. Yeah? You want to do character or something like that?
No. Hello, Marie.
Hello there.
Is there something going between the two of you guys?
Sounds like it.
Come on, Norm. You remember Marie with her chihuahua, and she wouldn't mind us putting our shoes under her bed.
Oh, I do remember that. You know, I wondered why when she said hello, I got goose pimples.
I could hear it in your voice. He just doesn't quite remember, but he's chilled. He's chilled to the bone.
I think a woman with a chihuahua is one of the most sexy things.
That's why I carry him. To turn you guys on.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're certainly succeeding. You devil, you wench. You're a wench. Let's go to the top of the Prue. That's where Aaron Sawyer, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network reporter, is. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
And you're all excited about playing the game, I know, because I can't remember what you did yesterday. Did you come close?
I got one right.
I guess you didn't come close.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, you really stank up the place, as I recall. As a matter of fact, there aren't too many people born on January 2nd, so we'll do January 2nd, which
Norm?
Is today, Sunday, and then January 3rd, which is Monday. Yes,
I have a movie to add to your New Year's.
The reporter in the last row, please, from the Chelsea Record. Yes, sir.
By the way, your ABC reporting from around the globe has been very entertaining this evening.
Oh, that's good, because I've always wanted to say stuff like that. Let me just do it for somebody
sure.
who just tuned in recently, doesn't know what we're talking about. I've always wanted to say stuff like, Norm Nathan, ABC News, New Delhi.
Very, very authoritative,
you.
very, very stupid. I had a movie to add to your New Year's, you know, move, since you only had very few that associated with New Year's.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people said that a lot of them were Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Or had some Christmas theme.
Well, now, it had, well, I suppose it encompasses all of New Year's, but it has Christmas characters in it.
Okay. And that, you know.
Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
I never heard of that one.
You never heard of that?
Never heard of
it. Oh, yeah.
Aaron, you remember?
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
With Baby New Year, it had, the little hat, you know, the top hat on that they have to wear, of course, it's Baby New Year.
Yeah.
When he took the top hat off, his ears were so large, everyone would laugh at him.
It was the Dumbo syndrome.
Yes. Yes. That was all based on, and little Baby New Year ran away, and they couldn't have a New Year without him because everyone laughed at him.
He
worked that out at the end. Everyone lived happily ever after. And
Now, was this this is an animated cartoon?
Yes, it is,
Was it Walt Disney? No, it doesn't sound like that.
Claymation type of thing.
The Rudolph movies.
The Rudolph and the Santa Claus is coming to town with those little claymation type of things and all that. Would I want to be a dentist?
Yeah. Very good. You sound just like him.
so we've dug up actually four movies that had a New Year's theme.
Yeah.
Because a woman had called earlier and thought they all the movies seemed to be about Christmas, not about New Year's. And we mentioned when Harry Met Sally, Holiday with Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant, The Apartment with Shirley MacLaine had a New Year's scene there.
Yeah.
And Rudolph, Shiny New Year.
Shiny New Year.
And you know, Norm, it's
that's such a classic.
Isn't it?
That is a classic.
Yeah, I never heard of that. No.
I have the tape, Norm. I'll let you borrow it.
I'd love to. I'd love to do that.
And at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, I don't know if this counts, but they sing Auld Lang Syne.
That's true. That's a little touch there, although it was still Christmas.
It was Christmas. I don't know why they were singing Auld Lang Syne.
Because
they were mixed up.
Frank Capra wanted it that way. Okay, well, let's pick out the birthdays today. If you just a few, not too many, but one is Jim Baker, married to, of course, at one time to the lovely, what's her name? The one with the
Tammy
name? Tammy Faye Baker.
Tammy Faye.
Who loved him and was going to stick with him forever and ever until he went to jail.
Now she's remarried.
And who is the lucky guy?
Well, I don't know, but she's kept her name, the Baker name. It's like Tammy Faye Baker Johnson, something like that now.
Well, she had
to keep it there for notoriety or something.
Any legal reasons?
Legal reasons.
Anyway, he spelled it B-A-K-K-E-R, as everybody knows. Did you know he was born in Muskegon, Michigan, the same as Weldon?
Geez,
I wonder if he knows.
Connection? I haven't heard from Weldon for about 6 years.
No, I wonder if it's the same. Maybe it's the same person. Former leader of the PTL TV ministry resigned after a sex scandal with Jessica Hahn, serving an 8-year prison sentence. He is scheduled for release in October of this very year.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, October 1994. Tammy Faye Baker divorced him in March 1992. So they've been divorced almost 2 years.
Mm.
I didn't realize that. Well, anyway, today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah, and he's probably celebrating in grand style.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody brought him a cake with a...
With a file inside.
That's right. Yeah, right now he's filing away at the bars, and it's doing nothing.
Well, he's such a timid little guy. Now, so.
He has a girlfriend, too?
No, well, he is someone's girlfriend now. Could be.
I believe it's a long time companion.
Okay, Denise, how old is Jim Baker?
Oh, I'd say prison has aged him a bit. How about, let's say, 56.
56, okay. What do you think, Ed?
59.
And Marie, the dawn is breaking?
I'll say 47.
47. And what does your chihuahua say?
Well, he's gone to sleep. He's bored.
Oh, be quiet. We didn't have to say that, Marie.
He's bored?
George, what do you say?
55.
55. Okay, and John?
I'll go with 55 also.
55 also. And Tony?
55.
55 Ooh. Also. Why? And Aaron?
44.
44.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He's not that old.
His index finger is older than that. What does that mean, his index finger is older than that?
I know her new husband is quite older than she is.
Tammy Faye.
Oh, really?
And he was actually, I think, younger than she was when they got married.
So therefore, putting it all together, they spell...
Trouble.
Trouble. Okay. Actually, Jim Baker is 55 years old today, yes. So we had a number of winners. We had George.
He's a little older than you thought, Aaron.
Oh, I screwed that one up. Yeah. John, George, and Tony all have won that round. Hey. And Denise, you were not too far off. You said 56, which is just a year off.
Well, that's because prison aged him.
She was confused just for a moment.
Well, that's right. Well, yeah. And, how about Julius LaRosa? His biggest hit was Hey Compadre in 1953. That gives you a clue. Gee, that's 40 years ago.
Now, last night we had Frank Langella.
That's right, Frank Langella.
A little Frank Langella sauce on the calamari.
Getting LaRosa, grade A.
Yeah.
I used to do work for a station that had foreign language programs, one of which was an Italian language show. And every day we would have this this Italian language soap opera. It was live. And at the end, the announcer would say, Arrivederci a domani, stessa ora, stessa stazione, un altro programma. La Rossa, grade A. I just remember that just so clearly.
That's excellent.
Isn't that beautiful? Good? Is that
I don't know what you said, but it was beautiful.
No, it's just a typical sign-off.
Something about the radio station.
Until tomorrow, same time, same station, another program of La Rossa, grade A. They were the sponsors. Anyway.
Hey, Norm.
Yes.
Isn't Julius LaRosa the one that Arthur Godfrey fired?
That is correct. I was just going to say that. His biggest hit, I said, was Hey Compadre. I got so carried away by that, I went to my whole speech. That was in 1953. He experienced an unceremonious exit from the Arthur Godfrey Show in October 19, 1953, same year he had the hit. As a matter of fact, it was Arthur Godfrey who said something about, you know, get the hell out of here because you have no humility at all. And I just assume you pick up your A compadre and get out of here, and I hope I never ever see you again.
I have a request.
Yes?
Could you please do the closing of the Italian soap opera with the Arthur Godfrey voice?
With Arthur Godfrey?
Please. Is it possible?
Sure, I think it's possible.
Arthur Godfrey.
I'll try to imagine him speaking flawless Italian like I spoke, though.
Yeah, I know.
And throw in Bugs Bunny as well.
He would probably say, let's see how you say that in Italian. Arrivederci a domani, stessa ora, stesso stazione, un altro programma, La Rossa.
Your Italian sounds good. Very nice.
Great.
That was pretty
tough. Oh, grazie. Grazie. Now, un'aria dell'opera della voce di Carlo Butti che canta.
You know, people just tuning in are going to think they're on the wrong station.
You know, Norman, you're a nice guy. Grazie. Okay. In fact, mia grazie. Oh, God, I think I'm overdoing this.
Julius LaRosa is, 60?
Oh, the age of... Who's the speaking now, please? Ed. Oh, this is Ed. You want to take the first guess, then, of Julius LaRosa? You say 68.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
60.
Oh, 60.
Yeah.
Setanta. Yeah. Setanta anni, or something like that. I don't know. Marie, what do you think?
I'd say 62.
Okay. Tony, what do you say?
Now, it was 40 years ago you said he had the hit?
Yes, right? In 1953. Well, now, and he was also drafted from the Godfrey Show in that same year, 53.
Now 41 years. This year will be 41 years, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, see. So he was probably about... And we had... He's the big 7-0 today.
Yeah, I'll put that down. He's the big... also, he's too fat. He's too fat. He's too fat for me. Oh, 70, okay. And George, remember, what do you think?
Well, let me see. I'll stick with 55.
You'll stick with 55 because it was so successful for you for Jim Baker, you figure he's got to be the same age.
Yes.
Okay.
And
he was probably in better condition.
He was 14 years old when he had the hit. And he was fired from the show. Did he have a work permit at that age?
I can't give any more clues. I cannot give any more clues. Aaron, what do you say?
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Leave it less to mea culpa.
I don't know what that means, but it just sounds...
My fault.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My English teacher used to say that over and over again. I don't know why.
Really? Funny, he was in the English class.
Yeah,
wow.
Never got to be a program director in broadcasting. And never would have used that my fault phrase. His fault, your fault. You know, get out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mr. Yezaway was his name. A beautiful man,
What was his name?
Mr. Yezaway.
Oh, I remember him. He had humility, Mr. Nezaway. Is that his name, Nezaway?
Yezaway.
Oh, Yezaway. Yezaway Mucho.
But does it beat my English teacher's name, who was in high school?
What's that, Tony?
Mr. Mailman.
Mr. Mailman?
Yeah. Mailman.
Really?
Okay, anyway, Aaron, how old do you think Julius LaRosa is?
Julius LaRosa is 78.
78.
Ooh.
Okay, Denise, the lovely Denise, what do you say?
Oh, I think old Julie is probably, I know him well. Yeah. Julie is probably 69.
69. Mm. Okay, and John, what do you think?
I'll say 68.
68. Okay. Julius LaRosa today, this very day, January 2nd, his birthday, is 64.
Wow.
Mm. Let me see who came the closest. Maybe Maurice at 62.
The Chihuahua.
I was way off.
Yeah, nobody said 66, so... No, Marie got that one. That's 64. She's the 2 years off. They're very good. How about Daniel Rostenkowski, who's in a little bit of trouble now? He's the congressman from Illinois, also chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, has been accused of, as we say, financial improprieties.
The Michael Milken syndrome.
That's true, yes, in 1993. And there's a guy, you know, a very, very influential member of Congress. And to be accused of financial improprieties.
That's because he had sticky fingers.
He had sticky fingers, and he was too fat for me. Too fat for me. Okay, we'll start with, let's see, who we start with this time? Let's start with you, George.
All right, 68.
Okay, and Aaron, what do you think?
64.
Aaron says 64, and Denise says?
He is probably about 63. You know what he did, didn't you, Norm?
What did he do exactly?
It was the post office. Remember the house post office?
Yeah, the stamps
cash thing, yeah.
That's right. He was saying that his office was sending out all this stuff, and he was trying to get reimbursement for it when they never really sent it out.
He got caught playing post office.
That's right.
Son of a gun.
Did I say how old he was? I didn't.
No, I'd forgotten. He hasn't.
You did, Denise, didn't you? Didn't you say 63?
63. Thank you, Tony.
Yes, you said 63. That's and what do you say, Marie?
55.
Okay. That's a popular number today.
55, yeah. And John, what do you say?
58.
Okay, Ed?
60.
Yep. And Tony, what do you think?
Oh, Rosty, as we...
They do call him, Rosty. Rostenkowski. He's kind of a nice name
to say.
They
do call him that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Rosty, oh.
So you know I've done my reading, except I don't remember his age. He's...
Rosty the Postman.
Oh, boy. That hurt. Oh, 62.
62? Yeah. Did you say 62?
Yes, I did.
Your diction is flawless.
That's what... Never mind.
But
that's
silly.
You know what? That's what Lorena said, but...
Yeah. Oh. Bobbing for apples.
I still have some more of those limericks. I'll tell you after we get Daniel Rostenkowski's name. Age, he's 66.
Hey.
He's actually 66. George said 68. Let's see if anybody came any closer. Yeah, and Aaron said 64. So they were both just 2 years off. I would say those are the two winners, George and Aaron.
Very nice.
Norm, speaking of the Bobbitts, did you, well, and not to mention another radio host name and one of your favorites, but Howard Stern.
I don't know who he is. My role model.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Did anyone call and talk to you who may have ordered his pay-per-view New Year's Eve spectacular?
No, I haven't talked to anyone who's even mentioned his name.
You know who watched
it? I'm curious as how what that was like last night.
Tony, you know who watched it? I was really surprised, but Lavelle Diet. Of all people.
Really?
He ordered that? He ordered the pay-per-view to watch Howard Stern?
He talked about it on the air tonight. He said it was the absolute worst piece of doo-doo that he's ever seen.
However, he made millions off of it.
Oh, yeah.
I agree that he doesn't have much talent, but he is making money, unfortunately.
Well, he does have talent. He has talent along with the ideas of promotion.
Yeah.
He gets more promotion on every major show in the entire world.
One of the features of the show.
And we're even talking about
him. You're talking about him.
That bothers me. That bothers me.
This was my connection to it for the program, was just to say that one of the features supposedly of this was that John Wayne Bobbitt was supposed to reveal his new
appendage.
Yes. His repaired appendage to the world on the show.
Well, that would be a violation of the penal law.
Very good, Aaron.
Hey.
Matter of fact, there was once a crime most venal. One might say 'twas inches from renal. It wasn't for sport that she made him so short. Her intentions were nothing but penal. I thought that sort of ties in with what you just said.
These
were all in the Mike Royko column. Here was another one that I liked even better. She says, there once was a lady named Bobbitt who got so fed up that she lopped it. She said, I'm sorry, honey, but your conduct's not funny. And she very efficiently stopped it.
Well, he got arrested recently for running around half-cocked.
You know,
that was on New Year's Eve, by the way.
Incidentally, Aaron, I must tell you, there is a line beyond which we do not go.
Norm, I thought you had a clean show here.
Well, we did up to that point.
Oh, I'm
not even going to read the last one. I think we better get on with it.
Hey,
okay.
Norm,
yes.
One thing. I read how much he got for that appearance.
One with Stern?
Yeah.
Because he was on some other show, too, and also got paid for that. I forget which. I think it was I think it was the Jenny Jones show. And he was on that one. Yeah. I think how much did he get paid?
I heard he got $500,000.
Well, they raised money. They had a fundraiser for him, I think, on Howard Stern's radio show. And I don't know. I guess he couldn't pay his way.
I saw that Jenny Jones show one late night after work. I happened to turn. I couldn't believe he was on there and so serious. And his family, his brothers were on too, talking about this. And I couldn't believe you can go on. And
I suppose that would take away your sense of humor at the same time. Maybe. Wow. I don't know. There was once a man from Manassas who was fond of sleeping with lasses. His wife had enough, so she chopped off his stuff, and now let's see him try to make passes.
Oh, that's good.
That's cute.
You know who got famous? They did a big article in the Wall Street Journal after this with the urologist.
Oh, yeah, really. I guess it's the kind of specialty you don't expect to get too much business on.
Exactly, and the guy became an instant celebrity. They say that he's getting referrals.
Referrals? Yeah. You mean there's a lot of this that goes on?
There was something on Oprah Winfrey about that, where he came on and he couldn't believe the amount of response that was involved with the story.
Anyway, let's go to some birthdays on Monday, January 3rd. Mel Gibson, for one, is from Peekskill, New York, in the movies The Road Warrior, Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome with Tina Turner, Tequila Sunrise, Hamlet, Forever Young.
I just watched that this evening.
Which one was that?
Forever Young.
Forever Young?
On HBO.
Okay. He was also in the Lethal Weapon films,
mm-hmm.
Air America, and The Man Without a Face.
Is he from New York?
Yes, he's from Peekskill.
Really?
Upstate New York.
I thought he was from Australia.
Upstate New York.
No. He was born in the United States.
And then he moved to Australia.
Yep.
Yeah, he and his family of five brothers and five sisters moved to Australia when he was young.
Ah.
He was married. He is married to Robin Moore.
Has 1,500 children.
That's right. They have a million kids.
Yeah.
He's from a big family too. He has at least ten or 11 children in his family, aside from his own family now.
It's six or seven.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, how old do you suppose a man would be who'd have 6 or 7 children? Let's start with you, Denise. What do you think?
I think he started pretty young, actually. I'm going to say he's...
What, having children?
Yeah.
Or acting? Oh, I...
No, having kids.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say he's 41.
41, okay. And what do you think, Ed?
36.
Ed says 36. And Marie?
42.
42, okay. George?
48.
John?
Say 49.
Tony?
Mel Gibson, huh?
That's the guy.
41.
41. And Aaron, what do you think?
40.
Aaron says 40.
That was
okay.
My other guess.
I know you have all his records.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson is 40, will be 40, be 38, rather. 38 on Monday.
He's a young man.
38. Well, let's see. Aaron said 40. Anybody come closer than that? I'll see. Huh?
Wow.
No, I'd say Aaron said 40, and Marie said, no, she done. That's, no, you're out of it, Marie. I'm so. Oh, Ed said 36, so he was 2 years the other way. So Aaron and Ed both won that round. So Aaron and George now have 2 apiece. John, Tony, and Ed both have 1 apiece. And so does Marie. I guess the only one who hasn't scored at all is you, Denise.
It's
poor
you.
Denise.
That's right.
Poor Denise.
Aww.
Aww. How about Victor Borge? He has a birthday on Monday, January 3rd also.
He's still kicking, isn't he?
Oh, he's
a funny guy.
He is so funny, yeah.
He was born Borge Rosenbaum in Denmark. I don't know whether he was involved in the Holocaust or just missed it, but he learned to speak English by attending movies. You remember his routine about we ought to use sounds for the punctuation marks?
Oh, excellent routine.
Yeah, that's right. That was one of the funniest things. Well, the first time I heard one joke was by him. It's been repeated a million times. When I was very young, we were sitting by the fire, which was kind of strange because we had no fireplace. And my father said, "How old are you?" And I said, "I'm 7. He said, "That's too bad. When I was your age, I was 12. Yeah, remember that? I mean, those jokes have been repeated a million times since. But he was the very first I'd ever heard to say that, and I thought he was hilarious.
He also had that play on words where any word that was numerical in nature, like the number, like wonderful, would become tutiful.
Tutiful, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny, too.
That was a crossword puzzle.
3, actually.
In the paper the other day or someplace was like that one-upsmanship, they called it. And when they described a word like wonderful, it would become 3-to-full or 2-to-full, as you mentioned. Anyway, Victor Borge. Boy, we're so hip. We know everything that's going on, don't we, eh? How old would you say? Aaron, let's start with you. How old is Victor Borge? How old would he be Monday?
Victor Borge is going to be 81.
Oh, that's too bad. When I was his age, I was 86.
When I was his age.
And Tony, what do you say?
He is a very funny.
And a very Danish.
Yes.
A prune Danish.
Okay. Oh, he's Danish?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's from
Denmark. Oh, I thought Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a Jewish name.
Well, it is.
There are Jewish and live in Denmark.
You can't be Danish and Jewish. I'm Jewish and American.
Wait a minute. I think Jewish Danishes are called bagels, aren't they?
That's right.
Wow.
Jewish Danish, right. His original name was Borge Cream Cheese or something like that.
Borge Lock.
No, I mean, his nationality is Danish. His religion is Jewish, sure.
Oh, okay.
There's no conflict there.
Forgive my ignorance.
Only if you're in Polish, they don't accept you as Poles unless you're non-Jewish. But that's a whole hatred thing I've got going here, which we won't get into.
He is now.
Here he is, Mr. Nazi. We are turning him over to you. Anyway, he was lucky to have grown in Denmark, which is a fantastically wondrous country. Anyway, Tony, what do you say?
Are you quite through?
I'm all through with my hate campaign.
Please
yet.
Step down off the soapbox. Thank you so much.
Okay.
He's 80. Oh, he's 88 today.
88 years old. On Monday, ooh, you mean it. That's what you mean, Monday.
Monday. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is he that old yet?
I don't know.
87.
Okay, 87, we'll call him. And what do you call him, John?
85.
85. Okay, George?
83.
And Marie?
I'm going to say 85.
Did you do that with an accent, or am I hearing strikes? I'm going to say 85. Did you really do it that way?
No. Well, really, I did. I was drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah, right.
You were thinking like Victor Coffee?
I was thinking of Tony.
She was drinking coffee.
You don't know what you put in the coffee, though.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You know something? I bet we wouldn't. But, anyway, Ed, what do you say?
I'm going to say 83.
83. And Denise?
I think he's 84.
84. Okay, he's actually going to be 85.
Yeah.
So that's correct. That means that Marie, John, the two winners there. Let me see. We got a three-way tie here now. Four-way tie. Aaron, John, George, and Marie all have two apiece.
Whoa.
And you, Denise, have done very well. You've just been about a year off on a lot of these things. Very, very,
see,
very
what
close.
I'm thinking how old they are now, I guess. I'm a year behind.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You thought 84 would be correct if we said how old is he today? Because he won't be 85 till Monday.
By the way, I appreciate your comment. Polish, the ultimate irony is my husband is from a Polish family, has Polish ethnic background, and after we got married, he converted to Judaism.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a... He's
I would love for him to go to Poland to tell his fellow relatives.
No, my grandfather, Isaac Nathan, came from Poland. But I don't really think of him as being Polish,
no,
but I don't want to get too involved in this because a lot of Poles are going to write in and not write nasty letters. But Jesse
White.
Well,
let's take a poll then.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to forget the whole thing. I'm glad he left Poland to come here. Yeah. I thought that was a sensible, intelligent man. Jesse White, born in Buffalo, New York, the lonely Maytag repairman on the TV commercial. Till 1991. He's not doing it now. The guy who was on WKRP, who was the owner of the station.
Yep, he's doing it.
He's doing them now. And Jesse White worked with Stan Freberg on a lot of commercials at one point and a lot of funny things that Stan Freberg had done. But he also...
Did he just pass?
Jesse White?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Now, this is the new book. Unless he died after they published.
About him that when he died, you know, about the Maytag and I guess the warranty was up or something. Maybe
passed
away. But,
well, right. It may be. I don't know. It doesn't say that. He only did Maytag till 91, and we know he didn't die then.
Okay.
So I'm guessing he's still alive, and I'm guessing that John Kelly will come up with his age. What do you think?
First?
Yeah.
I would say he's 66.
Okay. Marie?
Oh, I'll jump at 67.
Okay. And Denise?
I'll also say 67. Do you know if Stan Freberg had the Maytag advertising contract?
No, I don't think he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was one of his. He did a lot of commercials before that. And he did a lot of records several years ago. Remember?
He is so funny.
He's a tremendously funny guy. I saw him interviewed on some show, and he was so stuffy and proper.
No.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is one of the funniest people in the entire world. And he was sitting there like he was on Omnibus. Oh, I'm Omnibus. Oh, there's an old reference. Like he was on public television being interviewed, you know.
Do you remember his politically correct Old Man River?
I sort of remember. Yeah, they didn't call it politically correct back then. But
that's right, but it was.
It wasn't Old Man River. Elderly Man.
Elderly Man River.
Now it'd be Elderly Person River,
right,
I suppose.
Right.
Anyway, Ed, how old do you think Jesse White is?
72.
Okay, and George?
71.
Aaron?
I'm going to agree with John and say 66.
66. And what do you say, Tony?
I know he's a lot older than you kind of picture him as. I think he is. So I'm going to say I'll go with the higher end there, 72.
Okay, so that means that you...
And Ed, who also said 72, are the closest. He's actually will be 75.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wee. Zoo. Yay. Woo. Woo. Wow.
Hubba, hubba.
Well.
Well, yeah, I've got a thing for appliances.
Well, hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Hot diggity dog.
Okay, Dabney Coleman, who's one of my favorites. He's, especially when he plays the acerbic kind of guy. I don't know. I think he's a very funny man. He's from Austin, Texas. He was in That Girl with Marlo Thomas, Slap Maxwell, and Beverly Hillbillies film. I didn't remember That Girl. Slap Maxwell ran a while. He was also in
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, the talk host out of a Buffalo TV station, which didn't run too long, but I thought was hilarious. I love that show.
He was in the movie 9 to 5, I think.
That's right, he was. He was the ruthless boss in the film 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. He's the guy they strung up.
That was so funny.
Dolly Parton and Jane Lily Fonda Tomlin. And Lily Tomlin. Yeah, the three of them. He was in the recent Beverly Hillbillies. That's the new film. I never got to see that, nor will I ever. But anyway, he's in that. Dabney Coleman. Okay, let me see. Let's start with...
Who's winning?
Well, there are a lot of ties. I just went through that, okay. See.
Is it like a six-way tie now?
It's a very, very lot of ties. I'll mention that after we get through this round, but at least a five-way tie.
All right.
And we'll start with Tony. What do you think?
Dabney Coleman, eh?
Dabney Coleman, eh?
Fifty-six.
Denise, what do you say?
I'll say 62.
62. Okay, and Marie?
I'm going to ride with Tony, 56.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Come out of the corral.
you saucy miss.
Can I rope you?
Anytime.
You can rope her chihuahua. What's your chihuahua's name?
Peppy.
Well, that's a lovely name for a chihuahua. Is Peppy, it? That's great, yeah. Okay, John, what do you say? How old is Dabney Coleman? How old will he be Monday?
65.
65. And Ed?
58.
Okay. Aaron, what do you think?
I agree with Ed on 58.
58, okay. And let's see, George?
69.
69. Actually, he's going to be 62, which is exactly what Denise said.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So Denise is out of the shadows. Denise. Out of the shadows, into the sun, and is now everybody has scored at least once. Now, here's the way the tie shapes up. We have two apiece by Ed, Marie, George, John, Tony, and Aaron. That's about everybody, isn't it?
Who do I leave out?
Except for Denise. Everybody's tied except Denise.
Can we give Denise just a point for being a nice person?
We should all pitch in half a point.
Absolutely.
Well, then we can make... We could make it a seven-way tie in that case.
Yeah.
Or an eight-way tie. A seven-way. Let's do a Bobby Hull and see how that comes out. Bobby Hull.
What's a hockey player?
The hockey player, a National Hockey League All-Star 10 times. Not just a hockey player, but an incredible hockey player. And how old would you say he is? Let's start with you, Aaron. How old is Bobby Hull?
Bobby Hull, is he having no knowledge of any sports whatsoever? I'll have to say Bobby Hull's 56.
56. Okay, and Tony?
Yeah, I was thinking 56, but I'm going to say 58.
58. All right.
Does that make any sense?
No, not a bit.
Well, I'm going to stick with it then, 58.
Okay. If I said it did make sense, you would probably have changed it then.
No, I probably would have stuck with 58.
Okay. John, what do you think?
The Chicago Blackhawks star, I think he played for Chicago. Tomorrow he'll be 61.
61. Okay. George?
62.
62. And Marie?
I'll go with Tony again, 58.
Let's ride, baby.
Okay, Ed, what do you say?
I'm going to go along with the guys, 61.
Okay, and Denise?
Well, he played until he was about...
Because he had three. He had sons. Remember, he had two. Were they both sons? Mm-hmm. Two sons so were playing at the time. He was playing also.
Yeah, Brett
Hull. Is playing now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tony, what was his nickname? You know hockey.
Bobby Hull?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Is that awful?
Yeah, I could go wake up my husband from Chicago and ask him.
Yeah, just to throw out a name, I think. I'm not sure of this. I think he was called the Peppermint. I made that up.
60.
Okay. All right. We'll see now if we break the tie with this. This is a very crucial vote coming in now. This is really exciting. Actually, he'll be 55. And ooh, Aaron said 56.
Oh, I should have.
Yeah.
You're right, Norm. You.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd back down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'd say that the sole winner of that was Aaron, and who now wins the entire game because he broke out of the tie. He's got three correct answers.
Oh,
and Tony, John, George, Marie, and Ed all had two. This was a hard-fought contest.
That's a hard-fought, well-matched.
Well-matched, yeah. You couldn't come close on this. This one, it was what we call a seat squirmer.
Tooth and nail.
Oh, this was it. Yeah, everybody battling right to the very edge. Everybody got their money's worth who tuned in for this one. Yes, sir.
Come on, some more cliches, Noah. What's the... He won it by a nose.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. Aaron just surged ahead in the closing moments of the
down
game.
Down to the wire, Norm.
It was down to the wire. That's right, too. And Aaron is not to be feared. After all, he puts his pants on one leg at a time. But he came here to play.
Was this your first win, Aaron?
Yes, it is. And I suffer from the baby New Year syndrome with the big ears thing.
So, do you?
So it's one of those things.
This was an initial victory for Aaron, who looked mighty good during the entire game.
And so he has an unbeaten streak.
That's right. I wouldn't say that. Yeah, no.
I'd be stretching the truth just a little.
Norm, you know what it is?
Yeah?
Karen's voice.
It's whose voice? Whose voice?
Aaron's voice.
What about Aaron's voice?
Great voice.
He has a radio voice. Yeah, he's got a nice voice. Yeah. That's true, yeah.
I wish it would bring me a paycheck.
What do you want, an egg in your beer? You want everything?
I want it all.
Okay. Anyway, congratulations, Aaron. What that means is, since we do not award prizes to people who are in our employ...
Put it on your resume.
That's I don't have to send out anything. I'm still about three birthday game prizes.
I got plenty of stuff behind in our little box there, Norm, for you, so if you want to...
Oh, if I can look in that box there, you think? I better wait till you pull stuff out, because I don't know what you need.
You may give away stuff that I booked for next week.
That's right. You
don't even have
it. Usually I don't give the books away until after we interview the authors. But when you give them away before...
That causes kind of a problem.
Yeah, it's kind of ominous to them. Excuse me, we can't have you on. We already gave you a book away.
You could have the winner interview the person.
You could have the winner interview the person.
The one who gets the prize.
I'd say that's right. They could call up on the phone because they'll have read the book. I never thought of that. Anyway, I want to thank all of you. Denise, you're very nice to have stayed up this long because I know you've had a big weekend.
Oh. But for you, Norm, and now for Aaron and Tony and everyone else there.
Oh. You're adorable. Thanks,
Happy New Year, Denise.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, take
bye.
Care. Bye bye. Okay, and Ed, thank you very much for coming on with us. I appreciate that. Okay, and you too, Marie.
Good night.
And what is the dog's name again?
Peppy.
Okay.
I love you, Tony.
I love you, Marie.
Oh.
And I'll give my best to Peppy.
Thank you.
Okay. I think I need some Marazine. I'm getting kind of motions and kind of sickness here. George, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
And, I love you, George.
Okay, next time I want the entire character. I want it read back to me. George, I think, already left.
What happened? Oh, the character off the...
off the front of the Parlett Junior High School that we used to have to recite.
You used to know that by heart, Norm.
I did, but back then, that was...
No, you've repeated it before.
Well, somebody sent me a copy of it, and I read that. So I would have young men...
It used to strike fear into you, didn't it, back then? It used to overwhelm you. Wasn't it the one that was on the...
It overwhelmed me, yes, because of the fact that he wanted this much from his students.
Exactly. You remember that.
Yes. I would have all young men of sound mind and good character, and it would go on and on like that. And just the words.
bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah, and Mr. McGrath, who was my general manager at WHDH, he used to bring fear to me. I feared a lot of things. You tell you the truth, right now I'm scared, and I don't even know of what. I'm never ever going to come. That's why I'm so cute and boyish.
You're afraid of that, right?
I'm afraid of everything. I get up in the morning or in the night or whatever it is, and I'm afraid right off.
That's pretty scary.
It's also kind of a stupid comment that seemed to go nowhere.
You know the joke about the guy who gets up, he looks into the mirror, and if he sees fog in the mirror, he knows he's still alive?
I didn't know that one. No, that sounds like a Dick Tracy. Remember when Dick Tracy used to have these Crime Stoppers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the things was to hold the mirror up to the face of the guy lying on the floor, up to his mouth. And if it fogged up, they knew the guy was still alive. I do that a lot.
No, the way John said it, it sounds like the guy gets up, he walks up to the mirror, and he looks at it. If he sees fog, I'm thinking, maybe he's outside.
It's really awful. It's really awful when I get to understand what John is talking about. I know I'm in bad trouble.
Now I'm really scared. That is scary. Ooh.
Anyway, John, thanks very much. And you don't have to take a winning name, Don,
I'm so relieved. I'll go back to my cage.
Okay.
Over on the other side.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Did I start you with that? Aaron.
I was snoozing. I apologize.
No, congratulations. You are the winner. That's really very, very nice. That'll get you absolutely nothing.
You didn't think they'd leave you alone, Aaron, when at parties and they want to speak to the traffic reporter who works with Norm. Now that you've won the game, you're going to be mobbed.
I'm in for it now.
They'll never let you sleep now.
Nor can I go to the post office in my hometown ever again.
See?
We mentioned that before. Yeah,
that's right.
Matter of fact, I just got a call from the reporter, one of the reporters of the Malden Evening News. He's on his way to the Pru. He wants to do an in-depth study of you. Where do you live, by the way?
Shirley, Mass.
Oh, in Shirley. What would that be? The Fitchburg newspaper?
Well, there's a public spirit out of air.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he'll be on the phone soon.
Oh, okay.
She will, whatever the case may be. Cool. Anyway, thanks a lot. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Norm.
Okay. Bye-bye. And Tony?
Yes, Norm?
To talk with you is just so darn pleasant.
Oh, same here. I always like talking to you also.
Okay, I want you to be part of the sermon here. This is where I rip up the scores for today because we have a winner. I really should keep these in some kind of a loose-leaf notebook with reinforcements.
Tally them at the end of the year, maybe have some kind of tournament of champions.
Yeah, or maybe we can put them in some leather-bound jacket and we can give them as prizes themselves.
The scorecard that you won the game on.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's not bad.
Hey, take care of yourself.
You too. I see time is weighing.
It certainly is weighing. Hey, take care, Tony.
Take care, Norm.
Okay, let's see. Let's check the news. Could you plug the news in for me, John? Because I seem to not have it here on my little place. Just the news. I'll just talk a little bit up to 4 o'clock, and if you throw the news on, I would appreciate it. This is all trade talk. You're not hearing behind the scenes. Isn't that exciting? Norm Nathan here, WBZ Boston. The time is news time, 4 o'clock.
Not a bad way to start what I call the most hopeless month of the year. I dislike January very much, and the weather around here in Massachusetts has only bolstered those feelings. Oh, sure, it's all Happy New Year and stuff at midnight on January 1st, but after that, yuck. Thank you just so darn much. You can help me break my doldrums by joining Patreon and or buy me a coffee. I could really use a warm cuppa about now. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier and maybe slightly more hopeful than we found it. For Parlin's Creed, Shoes Under the Bed, The Chelsea Record, Norm's ABC News reporting from around the globe, Rudolph's Shiny New Year, Big-Eared Baby New Year, Tammy Faye's Eyelashes, Weldon, The Breaking Dawn, The Philosophy That Prison Ages You, Unceremonious Exits, Ay Compadre, Too Fat, Sticky Fingers, Fraud, Flawless Diction, Lavelle Diet, New Appendages, Penal Code Violations, Limericks, Going Off Half-Cocked, John and Lorena Bobbitt, Bagels, The Jewish Danish, Hate Campaigns, Papa Isaac Nathan, The Maytag Repairman, Omnibus, Elderly Person River, Saucy Misses, Dramatic Cliches, The Malden Evening News, The Public Spirit, Leather-Bound Scorecard Binders, behind-the-scenes trade talk, Mike Royko, Pepe the Chihuahua, my high school English teacher, Mr. Douglas Mailman, John Kelly, Aaron Sawyer, and the Italian Arthur Godfrey, Norm Nathan, reporting live from North Studios and Fuzzy Wuzzy Productions, I'm Antonio Nesbitini.
Arrivederci a domani, stessa ora, stessa stazione, un altro programma. La Rossa, great day. I just remember that just so clearly.
That's excellent. That's beautiful.
Good. Is that
I don't know what you said, but it was beautiful.